Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Maka. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. One out. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Dehazu moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Krukow. Scott moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Dehazu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale takes first base on ball four. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vale. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros takes first base on ball four. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis takes first base on ball four. Ken Makah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makah hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Makah reaches second base with a double. Offis moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Blackwell to Ontiveros. The throw back to home, and Offis is out at the plate. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Randle reaches second base with a double. Dawson throws the ball into Makah, who tags Randle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Krukow goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Makah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krukow bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Blackwell moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a line drive towards the mound. Krukow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Makha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Makha strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hutton pinch hits for David Palmer. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Gullickson now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. DeJesus reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeJesus moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeJesus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Scott reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maka strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kingman is walked intentionally. Jesus Figueroa pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buckner moves to third. Figueroa moves to second. Fred Norman now pitching. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie fields the ball and throws to Norman covering. Safe. Buckner scores. Figueroa moves to third. Vail moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards third. Maka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Jerry White pinch hits for Fred Norman. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher juggles the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. White moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Scott is called out on strikes. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Tidrow covering. Safe. White scores. LaFleur moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. LaFleur scores. Dawson moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. John Tamargo pinch hits for Roland Office. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Jerry White now playing right field. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spear is called out on strikes. one out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 6, Expos, 6. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie bunts towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dawson scores. Carter moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 7, Expos, 7. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody Freeman now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-5 in the game. LaFleur bunts towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Figueroa hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maka strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing third base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-5 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Bill Caudill. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Randle strikes out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson is hit by the pitch. Scott moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Carter bunts in front of the plate. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Dawson moves to second. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Bob Pate pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate takes first base on ball 4. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.